Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
What? You're not going to talk?
I'm going to talk. You don't want to do a test?
Tom was worried that it wasn't going to record because the one time we deleted... Or actually didn't delete, never recorded an episode. That was just a couple episodes ago.
That's when we had gotten word that Ian was going to be back on the boards.
Yep.
You know, manning the control board. So we thought, fine. We don't have to worry about anything.
It turns out...
Then it was a false thing. You know how the kidnappers occasionally send out, oh, well, you're being released.
Yeah.
And we were like, that was our first time, fool us once. And we thought European was coming back. So we were like, we don't have to worry about the boards. It'll all record fine. And what happened?
We wired the money and no Ian.
Yeah. I mean, how much money did we lose?
$28,000.
This is why you are, since the morning you walked into HQ,
mm-hmm.
since the moment you walked in, you've been in a bitter...
Foul mood.
Just a vicious, angry mood.
I'm beside myself.
And both of you look really, really furious.
Yes, we're both... Me and the guy who's beside myself.
Why don't you tell the viewers why you are so... poisonously angry.
This money that I spent on getting European released, I get an email. We've got European.
Yeah.
If you want to see him.
Yeah.
And incidentally, not the first time that I've heard from the kidnappers.
Sure.
But I wanted verification that they were the actual kidnappers.
Right.
I wanted verification that it was in fact Ian.
Yeah, European, not just some
had.
Joe
right.
that they had
so
on the street.
They proved it to me because they had him write a message in the email.
Yeah.
And the message said, hey...
I am Ian.
Right. I really miss you guys. Would love to get back and do some more mates. So yeah. I was like, okay, well, only Ian would be capable.
But remember how I said maybe it wasn't only Ian, so I said, ask him what are some of the nicknames we call him.
Right.
You know, hoping for, you know, European.
Right.
Or Olaf.
Right.
And they wrote back, asshole. And we thought...
Oh, that's Ian.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
So after some back and forth, that you know, and some negotiations... they started at
a million.
A million, and I said, I don't have that kind of money, blah, blah, blah. 6 weeks later, $28,000.
Yep.
I wire it to him 3 weeks ago. Not a word since.
Not a word. You lost the 28 large, and we lost a podcast.
So, yeah, I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, you're in a foul mood. You're angry.
But,
on the other hand...
It's going to be a fine episode of Mates, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Welcome, everybody, with my friend Tom.
My good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Because we were gifted today.
Gifted?
Gifted. Not to say we were talented.
No. Listen, the viewers, and it's debatable whether or not the viewers know that we are not talented. That was taken off the boards a long time ago.
But we have been gifted.
Not talented.
No. Gifted. Special.
Special.
Buddy of Tom's.
My friend Daniel,
nice fella,
great guy, walks into the HQ today, and if you know Daniel, you know the man appreciates his snacks, and you don't really know Daniel.
Just met
so
him.
So I'm telling you that the man appreciates his snacks. So we invite him in here, you know, he wants to, what's the thing that a guy does?
Hang out.
No. He wants to audit the class.
Uh-huh.
He wants to audit mates. And we're, you know, as you know, we have people come in here... All the time.
Yeah.
Usually we sit them behind the glass. There's a tiered seating, three rows. You know, they're allowed to observe.
Right. It's like an operating theater.
Exactly. And they have to fill out forms so we know that they're serious in snackology.
Yes. There's a certain amount of credentialing that has to happen. There's a background check that has to happen. There's a sort of like a civil service exam that you have to take.
It's largely a questionnaire. A lot of it is true or false.
And it's the kind of thing that you would know if you were serious about the snacking.
Right. Would you pour chocolate on your noodles.
Right. Define Ginelli.
Exactly right.
These are the kinds of questions you're asked.
Yeah. What is a strange chip versus a regular chip versus a chip you would serve at a party versus a jokey chip?
Right. 50 words contrasting chips with pretzels.
Exactly right. It's all very straightforward. We're not trying to hang people up on...
This isn't a gotcha examination.
Not at all. Not in the least. We just want to make sure that the people who are coming in to observe the podcast are serious in nature about the snack game, as are we.
This isn't an occasion for you to come in and gawk and celebrity watch, because believe me, we get a lot of that.
This is our life 24/7, and so we don't need it while we're trying to prepare a podcast for you. So we confiscate the phones. There's no videography. People who are invited in are expected to take this seriously.
Right. And Daniel did.
Well, Daniel went above and beyond. Not only did he ace the test.
Right.
Right? He went 100 for 100 on the test, but then handed us a bag, said, you might want to take a look inside the bag. Now, we, of course, have our interns ready to go. I think people know a little bit about the methodology, but just to remind them, we have every kind of snack you can have here in the warehouses and in a climate-controlled environment to keep them safe and secured, fresh. And we'll just tell the interns, usually about 6 in the morning, Magic is up early working out, and he will fire off a quick ideas for today kind of email, you know, and so that you don't have to get too specific, but there's a genre we're looking at. Then I usually roll out of bed about noon, and then I will follow up with out of this. I kind of looking at this. Magic will then narrow it down to 1 out of 10. We call it the 1 out of 10. And once we get there, we decide what mood we're in together.
Right. It's a system that requires a lot of back and forth, a lot of transparency, a fair amount of honesty, some debate. Sometimes there's arguments, but it boils down to open lines of communication in order to achieve the PER system, pick a snack,
eat a snack, rate the snack. And today Daniel walked in and we immediately said all those other snacks that we have listed as possibilities, they're out.
Threw them out the window immediately.
The man walked in with a simple white paper bag, and in that bag,
3 containers of swirled chocolate and vanilla, tasty delight in a cup with rainbow sprinkles.
We were just done.
Boom. I mean,
we were like, tasty delight? Zip, 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 zip. Hey, over the hill, on the horizon. No.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
I mean, this was just...
This was so pleasing to our eye.
When you get into the... When you get into the snacks that require any kind of temperature control, that's when I get excited.
You get so pleased. I've never seen you so anxious as the day we had Haagen-Dazs, and we didn't get to the Haagen-Dazs on top.
Because it stresses me out knowing that the Haagen-Dazs isn't being served as it's meant to be served. So we're not going to make that mistake with the Tasty Delight.
Without further ado, we are going to dig into the Tasty Delight. You know, Daniel's no dummy. Brought one for himself. He's pretty much done his.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the problem sometimes with a snack podcast is it's unfair to the viewer, again, debatable, when you like something and really what you'd like to do when you take the first bite is, well, I just like to sit by myself and enjoy this.
Take the second bite. Right. Just hang out.
But you can't.
Uh-uh.
Because you have to define what you're doing. You have to explain to the people. You have to describe the experience.
We're journalists first. We enjoy the snacks.
Well.
Second. While we're recording the podcast.
Right.
And that's what we do. It's not what we're about.
It's what we do.
Not what we're about.
Not who we are. Who we are and what we're about.
Respect for women. What we do is the podcast. So, my initial impressions of the Tasty Delight. Now, this is only our second snack in the ice cream category.
Correct.
The Haagen-Dazs, which got a 10. I'm telling you right now, Tasty Delight's not coming anywhere near a 10.
Tasty's not going to get a 10.
Nowhere near. And I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
The caveat with what I'm about to say is, I enjoy anything in the ice cream family. I'll eat anything cold and sweet and milky. But
there was an opportunity there and I just let it go because I was eating my thing.
I was appreciating
you waiting.
I was actually appreciating you letting it go.
I let it go largely because it afforded me more time to eat my Tasty Delight.
What I noticed about my cold, smooth, milky, wet snack...
This is so good.
...is that the chocolate and the vanilla flavors are not as differentiated as I would have thought, nor as flavorful as I would have thought.
If you close your eyes, it is very difficult. Well, hang on a second.
I'm closing my eyes, and it's not that difficult.
What I'm saying is it seems kind of difficult to pick
the chocolate. No, it's easy. Oh, I see. I didn't let you finish. I just thought you were saying closing my eyes would be difficult. It's not.
You didn't let me finish. Reminds me of your honeymoon. So there's that. And then?
Are you closing your eyes and tasting the two different ones?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
You can. The chocolate.
But it's barely discernible,
there's
right?
There's more cocoa in the chocolate, but it's not sweeter.
Even the sprinkles themselves, I find, are not as flavorful as I would like them to be. I don't know if the sprinkles are made out of yogurt, too. I suspect not.
Because here's what's happening, Magic. You've got Hans over there at Häagen-Dazs, come from a long line of Häagen-Dazs makers. It's a disgrace upon his family if Häagen-Dazs does not meet with its yearly 10 evaluation.
Yes.
He would then be suicidal. He carries the weight of the familial integrity, the familial importance in the community
with him on his shoulders.
There's a burden upon the man that works at Häagen-Dazs.
With the Häagen-Dazs people, year after year, they're coming in perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Just you can't do better than they're doing over there. That's, as you said, a tremendous burden for any man to bear. No woman has ever run Häagen-Dazs for that reason. Women are not capable. Now, I'm not...
They are completely incapable of perfection. The way a man is capable is what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Now, don't get us wrong.
No, we're all about respect for women.
Our platform clearly stated respect for women.
And God love them. God love those little honeys.
Oh, God love the little chickadees.
But when it comes to making ice cream, who am I going to trust? A man or a woman?
No, you trust a man.
I'll trust a man. For perfection. I'll trust a lady to you know...
For what? What will you trust a lady for?
Maybe she'll stir me up some lemon sherbet. Great. Fine.
Absolutely. Nice hot day. You're out there in the back having a cigar with the boys.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe you can call upon the little lady to bring you a beer, a nice cold beer, or a lemonade.
Baby, grab me a beer and whip me up some lemon sherbet for me and the boys.
Yeah.
No problem, honey.
And you're secure in allowing her to perform that task.
I know when I make that request, I'm not going to have to give her the back of the hand because I know that request is going to get done.
Right. You're completely comfortable. You're secure in allowing her to perform that for you. But something like...
Running Häagen-Dazs?
Hey, come on.
Sweetheart, come on.
Hey, baby. Baby.
We have fun, but come on.
Baby. Hey, come
on. Let's draw some lines.
Let's be serious here, right? Don't come in here talking to me like that.
No.
You want to run Häagen-Dazs? Give me a fucking break. You're coming in here telling me, hey, get out of here.
You want to run Häagen-Dazs, baby, grow me a fucking dick. You know what I'm saying? Grow me a fucking dick. Then we can talk about it.
But don't get us wrong. We are all about respect for women.
That's why we do what we do.
That's why we have this podcast. That's why we live our lives the way we live our lives.
It's all about respect for women.
It's completely about respect for women.
So the Häagen-Dazs guys... And it's guys, they got the weight of the world on their broad Häagen-Dazsian shoulders.
Mm. They've got close-cropped hair, they're wearing skinny ties, they're wearing suits, they're working extremely hard over there at Häagen-Dazs because to get a 9 out of a 10 is abject failure.
Oh, it would almost be worse to get a 9 than to get a 0 for those guys.
As you recall, the guys at Ben and Jerry's, someone will slap them with an 8, they're like, whoop! Whoop, that sucked. All right, come on, boys. All right, come on, guys. Guys, I'll work a little harder this quarter. All right, you got it, Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jay.
You got it, Benny. You got it, Jay.
We're down the hacking jack just for a little bit. Let's toil up a little bit. You know what? We'll pull the guitars out a little bit later. We'll hang out.
We'll put some gummy bears in there. That'll get them back up.
There we go, gummy bears. Who's on it? Come on, Benny. Who's on it?
Take the hacky sacks back out,
guys. Let's go, boys.
But at Häagen-Dazs, it's not like that.
No.
You look at a picture from 1950s, 1960s, IBM, You know, you look at those guys. That's what it looks like at Haagen-Dazs today. That's what it looks like.
Exactly right.
And that's what you want from those guys. You want perfection.
You don't want them making jokes. It's humorless over there at Haagen-Dazs, and it has to be.
Right.
There are certain things that have to be sacrificed in a pursuit of perfection.
Joy being one of
joy
them.
Joy and humor.
But fine. But a Tasty Delight, I feel like, you know, I feel like that. You know what I feel like? They're skating on yogurt.
Those guys are like, fuck you, basically. This is what they're doing over there at Tasty Delight. Fuck you. You know, you come in there, you want something. Fuck you, you want something special. Look, we are mass producing this stuff because some people just want to have a quick fix. Let's go. Boom, here it is.
Here it is.
Take it. It's great. Enjoy it.
You like it, right?
What do you want? It's good, right? Now get out. Next guy in line. Let's go. Next guy. Let's go. Let's move it. Let's move it. Let's move it.
There's an attitude there.
People want this stuff.
That's what they're saying.
It's a lineup. There's a lineup out here. Can't you see they want this stuff?
Daniel, was there a lineup out there?
Oh, yeah.
You hear that? That was Daniel.
I don't feel like there was a lineup.
No, there was a lineup.
All right.
No, there was a lineup.
He says there was a lineup.
Sometimes Daniel understates things. Another man might have said, lineup!
Mm-hmm.
Lineup! That's how I interpreted him saying, there was a lineup, and then took a quick sip of tea.
Yeah. They're basically saying, look, fatty.
Yeah.
You want ice cream, and you're trying to lose weight? Take this. You like this.
This is good. You want this.
This is as close as you're going to get.
You won't gain any pounds with this. No, you won't. Not a single pound. Come on and grab your Tasty D. You're fine. You're not going to gain any weight. It's going to be good for you.
The act of eating it, you might even lose some weight.
Yeah. You want something that's really flavorful, creamy, and rich, and also doesn't put on weight? Fuck you!
Right. People want this stuff.
This is what people want. You want to eat that other creamy, rich stuff? You're going to put on 60 pounds. That's in the Haagen-Dazs section over at your supermarket, pal. Mm-hmm. That's not going anywhere. Us, we're here. Well, come on in.
Right.
Hey, I'm sorry I said fuck you.
Right.
I didn't mean to fuck. I'm sorry. Come here.
Sorry, I called you fatty.
This is for free. Mm-hmm. This little kind of sample portion cup.
That's for free.
That's for you. Once the sprinkles on it, boom, they're all yours. Help yourself. That's for you. I'm sorry I called you. I'm sorry I said fuck you. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know I love you. I'm here every day. You see me every day. Come on through. There's a lineup, though. Come on through quickly. Keep moving, folks. Keep moving.
People want this stuff.
You're not the only one that wants it. Look around. Look behind you. Look in front of you. A lot of people want this stuff. Their thing ain't broke, Mike. Their thing ain't broke over there at Tasty.
And yet, I kind of want them to fix it. It's not broke. It's cold. It's creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? I can't say it is. You know who makes a good, cheap ice cream? Ice cream you can walk in there and you can say, give me your ice cream, fellas. I'm going to walk out of here a happy man.
Tell me. Cold Stone Creamery.
No.
Okay.
Go even lower rent. Much lower rent.
Much lower rent.
Much lower rent. Cold Stone doesn't even go to this neighborhood.
Cold Stone doesn't go to this neighborhood?
No.
We're not talking the truck, are you? You're not talking about
no,
the truck.
No. Well, Mr. Softy truck, that's a whole separate thing.
Yeah, but
also delicious.
Oh,
but this place doesn't even specialize in ice cream, and yet they do a tremendous cone.
Carvel?
No, doesn't specialize in ice cream.
Doesn't specialize in ice cream. They do a great cone.
Do a great cone.
You're talking like a chain, like a MacD or a
MacD.
You're talking the Mickey D.
You walk in there, you go to that 99-cent menu, say, "Hey, friend, give me an ice cream cone."
And he says, "Who you calling friend?"
He doesn't say that. He says, "Right away, sir."
Okay.
"Right away, sir," he says.
Different in your neighborhood up there in the wilds of Connecticut.
Pulls the little lever, swirls me a high-stacked cone, gives it to me. I give him my 99 cents, walk out of there, delicious.
A happy man. You don't give him a buck?
No, I give him I come with exact change.
Do you give him 99 cents?
I give him 99 cents.
You don't give him a buck?
Why would I give him a buck? It's a 99 cents.
Could just give him a buck and then have a cent left over and then make a profit.
Who? Them?
Mackie
They're Mackie's. Doing fine.
They're
they don't.
Fine?
They don't need I don't my look. I. They don't need my extra money.
Didn't some guy make
Tommy.
A movie about them and then
Tommy.
They took a hit and they're about going out of business?
Tommy.
Mm. Yeah, magic.
Tommy.
Yeah, magic.
Why are you so naive?
Huh?
You think these guys are selling those cones for 99 cents? You think it costs them 99 cents to make that cone?
Well, heck,
why
I don't know, magic.
Why are you so naive?
Well,
Tom?
Heck, magic. I just figured if it's 99 cents, that's
Tommy,
what it's worth.
Tommy, it costs them pennies to make that cone.
Oh,
pennies.
Heck, magic. That can't be right.
Pennies, I'm telling you, pennies.
Oh, it can't be.
Every time they pull that lever, they're making money. Tom, hand over fist.
Heck, it can't be, can it?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. It's worth it because that is a delicious, creamy, cold cone. It tastes like vanilla. It's in a perfect swirl. I walk out of there. It's oversized. By the end of it, I'm like, that's tremendous. I don't need any more ice cream for the day.
Well, Mr. Something don't seem right about charging somebody something more than a face value.
No, Tommy, that's the capitalist system. That's how a fella makes a profit. Without the capitalist system, the whole world would stop.
Well, I don't know what kind of fancy jargon you're talking and slewing my way, but I'm going to get me an ice cream cone for Mickey D's next time I walk by one of them
shops. Bring exact change. They do a nice job. I'm telling you, I always leave there satisfied.
Well, okay.
But
then to take a step up from the Tasty D's, then I think what you're looking at is Pinkberry.
You know what?
Rich in quality, all that kind of stuff, flavorful. Ostensibly non-fattening. Am I right about that?
I don't really know. The whole frozen yogurt thing is a mystery to me in terms of health. Because it's marketed essentially as a diet food or a health food. I don't think it's either of those things.
No, it's definitely not.
It's just sugar. It's just yogurt frozen with tons and tons and tons of sugar in it.
And what it isn't is ice cream, thereby allowing people to feel good about themselves.
You feel virtuous eating frozen yogurt as opposed to eating ice cream. But I don't think, calorically speaking, I don't think there's much of a difference. Or if there is, it can't be that much. And once you start adding the Rainbow Jimmies, sometimes they call them Jimmy's Nut Sprinkles.
I like Jimmy's Nut Sprinkles.
Yeah. Once you start adding the Jimmies and the sprinkles and what have you, come on. Yeah. It's a caloric wash, guys. It's a caloric wash.
It's a caloric wash.
Yeah, I'm still eating this stuff.
No, absolutely. You don't stop eating it.
Mm-mm.
It's time for a musical break. You notice how it's just silence?
Yeah.
We don't have musical breaks anymore.
Well, we got a new producer.
Yeah.
Great kid.
Great kid.
Tremendous kid.
Fantastic kid. And that's the problem. She's nine.
Yeah, she's nine.
She's great. She's a great kid.
But nine.
She's, you know, sometimes she's got to go to school.
She tried putting some music on. It was Raffy. And we were like, hey,
kid. Hey, kid, we're not into the Raffy. She's like, you guys want Baby Beluga? You want Dan Zane?
No.
We're like, hey, kid, no, we want like a musical break.
The way the other guy did it. I don't remember his name. The other guy. The one I paid the money
Olaf.
For. I don't know.
You don't remember his name? This guy is hanging in some cell somewhere.
Terrible about it.
Getting his scrotum lit on fire.
I feel awful about it.
We've seen the video.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. We shouldn't laugh about it.
We shouldn't laugh.
But if you know Ian, to watch him get his pubic hair singed.
He was squirming a lot. It was pretty funny.
He's like this. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Very high-pitched. Very really, effeminate.
I mean, we watched that about 15 times.
Look, is it funny? No. Is it funny? Yeah.
It's funny.
But that guy used to put terrific music that he'd find off the computer.
He was a musicologist. He had a lot of friends who were in bands over there in Brooklyn, and he would like take their music and steal it from them and then put it on our podcast.
But this new kid, Katie, 9 years old, God love her, she does not have access to this sort of thing.
No, she tries. She's a great kid.
Great kid.
She's a great kid. She's
well-mannered.
Nine. She's nine. She
always
says yes, sir,
please.
No, sir,
always
please,
says thank you.
You.
Well, she's tremendous. But 9 years old.
But she's nine.
And she's producing a lot of podcasts.
She works for Nerdist.
Yep.
She's over there. She puts in the time. She works really hard. But she also has to go to school.
Third grade.
She works hard in school. Mm-hmm. And then she also has to produce podcasts. You can't expect her to throw in a musical break if it's not going to be Dan Zane or Raffy.
No. So
remember she had the Gaga thing? And we were like, that's not us. Snackologist, that's just not us.
Right. So, you know, We were begging for a producer. We got a producer. We couldn't choose the producer.
No, and we love this producer.
Oh, Katie. She's
great
doing
kid.
Great.
She's great a great kid.
Kid. Nine.
Great kid, but she's nine.
Yeah. So, you know, whether or not there's a musical break in this episode, I don't know.
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, mint, rocky road, and something cherry, chocolate chip, and bubble gum, and cup of cone.
I'll take some.
French vanilla, mocha, coffee, butter, pecan, English coffee, walnut, peanut, buttercup, orange sherbet, fill me up. We make our Mondays with butterscotch, with cream and cherry. Not so fast, whoa, what's your hurry? Toppings, pile on the toppings, with gumdrops, cookies, and a jimmy.
I want it!
Please give me!
Marble fudge and cappuccino, cream and cookies.
That one's Kino.
Cheese, get me a pot of ten.
You can have it!
Yes, I can!
Now we've sung you every flavor. Which one would you like to savor? One more thing to set its fame. We forgot to tell its name. So, this name is ice cream.
As much as I've been bad-mouthing the Taste of Delight...
Yo, you can't stop eating.
I keep eating it.
Look, here's the thing. I'm a man of what don't stand on ceremony when it comes to, like you said, the ice cream class. when we get to the ice cream class, I am a weak, defenseless human being, Magic. And I think, I don't know for sure, but I think a number of our viewers, debatable, are as well. I think they are like us.
It's hard to resist ice cream in any form, even when it's not ice cream.
True. And we got the summer coming. Now, we have international viewers, and look, debatable. But
In Brazil, where we have a lot of listeners.
We have a lot of listeners in Brazil.
It's about to get cold. You know, they're going to be going into their chili season right now.
Same thing with Kentucky. It's about to get freezing over there. But for the rest of America, North America, we're heading into the ice cream season.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to get excited about that. You see some guy here in New York City. Sorry to interrupt, Magic. But
I was interrupting you. I apologize.
Okay. I accept your apology. The other day, Magic.
Well, I don't like to interrupt, and when I do it, I feel bad, and I apologize. Please accept my apology.
I do, and I suspect that you're on some kind of thing now where you're going to keep interrupting.
No, I'm not.
That was just an answer to the question, so you weren't actually interrupting me there.
Nope.
Okay, good. So you're... Okay, good.
You'll know when I'm interrupting.
Is he now? Okay, I'm going to forge forward. The other day, on the streets in New York City... You know, Magic, we've had a beautiful spring here.
Gorgeous.
Right? But then last week, we had... It got chilly. It went...
Breezy,
and the temperature dripped.
Miserable.
Dripped, didn't drip, it dipped. So, Magic, I'm walking down there...
Bopping along.
And yeah, I'm not bopping. I'm just walking along down there, walking down Broadway.
Striding down the Great White Way.
Not striding. I'm just kind of...
Gamboling down the boulevard.
No, not gamboling. Just kind of walking, making my way down.
Ambling down the road.
I'm not ambling down the road. I'm just walking down Broadway. And I come across this dipstick dude dressed up in like a winter coat. And his boon companion, some chickadee there. And the two of them... are eating ice cream cones.
Right there in the middle of the road?
Not in the middle of the road, on the sidewalk.
Right there in the middle of the sidewalk?
Yeah, in the middle of the... Yeah, what I just said. Yeah, in the middle of the sidewalk.
So a guy and a girl, you come across them, and they're eating ice cream?
They're eating ice cream and it's...
Out in public?
It's cold out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you misfits.
Right.
It made me angry. I wanted to knock the cones right out of their hands. Crack their skulls together to make a coconut sound and go, what are you thinking? Can't you just wait a couple of weeks? Just enjoy it. Sanctioned ice cream eating. And this
what
really...
What kind of ice cream was it?
They had... Both of them had kind of like a light but not quite vanilla-looking color to their ice cream. Almost like they had maple out there on the streets of New York City in 40-degree weather.
And you think it was maybe French vanilla?
I don't.
You don't?
No. I don't.
I've been known to eat ice cream in the public in the winter. In fact...
Yeah, you're an idiot then.
In fact... Not 4 weeks ago. This is pre-warm. This is when it's still cold out. I passed myself the Mr. Softy truck parked there on the corner of about 55th and 6th Avenue.
Yeah.
Walk by it.
Sunny
pause.
Out. Sunny out?
Sunny out, but chilly.
Warm in the sun?
Sunny out, but chilly.
He's trying to establish the parameters.
As I said,
chilly. 50-degree, 40-degree, 30-degree.
In the 40s.
All right.
Heading towards the 50s. Probably mid-40s, mid to high 40s. Chilly out. Not ice cream weather. Walk by the Mr. Softy truck. Stop. Consider. Pivot. Return to the Mr. Softy truck. Say to Mr. Softy, may I please have a vanilla cone with chocolate sprinkles. Right away, sir. Walk out of there, gamboling, as I said, down the boulevard, happily sucking my cone.
And now I realize I looked elsewhere for the idiot when the idiot was you.
Oh, I thought you were going to be maybe pointing the finger at yourself.
No.
I thought maybe you would say, oh, clearly I was in the wrong, ice cream can be enjoyed any time of year.
That kind of self-introspection is not in my stable, my friend.
Well, I'm trying to hold up a mirror to you.
Yeah,
to
would you?
Because illuminate.
My hair looks great.
It doesn't
That's nice. Don't tilt the mirror. Yeah, good. Ooh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Watch this. Oh,
come on.
No, don't put the mirror down.
Well, don't make out with the mirror.
Well, look at that guy. Gawkson.
You're getting it streaky and wet.
And mercury poisoned. So, Magic, we agree on one thing. Thumbs up for ice cream.
Ice cream.
Even when it's
general,
not ice cream.
I can eat anything cold. I'll eat pretty much frozen anything, but ice cream specifically, anything in the dairy family, I'm going to enjoy 99% of the time.
And a couple of our mateys have thrown out the results to the public of our of this this genteel podcast, Magic. And we've only had a few tens on this podcast, but an ice cream product, our Häagen-Dazs vanilla, was one of those tens.
As I said, you know, it's a high bar when you're dealing with Häagen-Dazs. They set a high bar. Tasty's Delight, you're not going to come anywhere near it, as far as I'm concerned. But you get a lot of points right out of the box for just being ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or an ice cream product of some sort.
You get a huge amount for that, for me.
All right. I mean, it feels like we're heading naturally into ratings.
I feel like we're heading into ratings.
Ratings!
For me, you're out of tune, I feel like.
Yeah, I am. That's not going to hurt this podcast.
I guess not. For me, as I said, the Tasty Delight, skating on yogurt. Just saying, look, we got yogurt. People are going to come in here all day long thinking they're shedding pounds by eating our product, and we're not going to tell them different. You want ice cream, but you don't want the fat. Come on in, friend. We got what you've been looking for all your life. Extra large? Sure. There's no more calories in an extra large than there is in a baby size. We'll give you all the ice cream you can handle and more. Jimmy's? Yeah, we'll give you Jimmy's. Hot fudge? Glop it on there for you. Whipped cream, not a problem. Chopped walnuts, we don't have that. So, Tasty Delight kind of knows who it is, but I don't feel like Tasty Delight is taking a lot of pride in who it is. Tasty Delight's pulling the shirt out of the drawer and saying, that's a good shirt. Yeah, it's wrinkled. Nobody's going to notice. Friend, people are noticing. They still like you. They'll still hang out with you. But when you leave, people are going to be like, hey, did you see Tasty Delight's shirt? It was all wrinkled. Why isn't Tasty Delight taking better care of himself? That guy, when he first started coming around, yeah, his shirt was always ironed.
Yeah.
Jeans were always pressed. Shoes were always tied. Now, three-day-old stubble, rotten teeth, the hair's mussed up, the shirt's wrinkled, the jeans are in tatters, the socks have holes. It's not the same old Tasty Delight, or maybe it is, and we just never noticed. Maybe we just never noticed. Tasty Delight, I give you a 4.
Tasty Delight, I think you're alright. I'm happy you're alive. So I give you a 5.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.